Well, what all of this shows is that the famous slogan, crime does not pay, is a total absurdity, in particular when a criminal state is behind it, and that's crucial here. The Reagan state made it very clear that it simply would not enforce the law, so that was carte blanche to employers to just just carry out criminal actions. It's a straight criminal conspiracy. I don't use the term conspiracy very often, but this was a very clear and open criminal conspiracy between the substance, corporate America, and the shadow, which was more of a shadow than usual, and just said, you know, yeah, go ahead and violate the law. We won't do a thing about it. Well, this illegal destruction of unions, Business Week points out still, is a major factor in lowering wages and in increasing the gap between the rich and the poor in the United States to Depression-era levels. It's reduced pension and health protection, and it's contributed to a 125-fold explosion in unlawful discharge suits. Why? Because the union protections that are guaranteed by law are gone. Similarly, safety regulations lapsed thanks to state employer cooperation in crime. The OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, I'm quoting Business Week now, under Reagan and Bush, OSHA was a hands-off agency encouraging lawlessness. Along with the dismantling of unions, that state involvement in criminal behavior led to an increase in days lost to injury from 58 per 100 workers in 1983 to 86 per 100 in 1991, which again shows that crime pays very well. When the criminal state is crucially involved.